پایگاه فرهنگی اطلاع رسانی راسخون.
Hi, this is Fritz Onion with Pluralsight, and we're going to be looking next at the control-based programming model in ASP.NET. Now, specifically, what I want to look at here is how controls interact with state on the server. So we're going to start off with a look at the difference between web controls and HTML controls, both of which are different categories of server-side controls in ASP.NET. Talk about when you might want to use each one and what purposes they serve and what sort of overlap there is between the two class hierarchies. And then we'll turn our attention to state management. So how do controls maintain their state across postbacks in an ASP.NET page? And as we'll see, this is really one of the critical things you need to understand as you start working and with ASP.NET and building ASP.NET pages. We had a brief introduction to server-side controls in our introductory module, and here we're going to spend more time really understanding how that state is managed and how you can influence the management of that state. So we'll talk about the state management. We'll also talk specifically about view state, which is a hidden field that can be used to transmit additional state information across postback requests, and most controls use it up to a certain extent. And we'll also touch on one of the newer features of ASP.NET that was released in version 2 called control state. And this is distinct from view state and gives controls another repository, which is similar in concept to view state, but is different in the sense that users are not allowed to turn it off. So it's used primarily to store behavioral state. So that's our goal here, to really understand the server-side control model and state management in ASP.NET pages.